A trial board hearing for Baltimore Police Officer Brian Rice got underway yesterday. Lieutenant Rice was the commanding officer on duty in the Western District the day Freddie Gray was arrested and suffered a fatal spinal injury in April of 2015. WYPR's Dominique Maria Benessi heard the opening arguments, is on the line now. Dominique, so far the trial seems to be echoing a lot of what we heard in the disciplinary hearing for Officer Caesar Goodson earlier this month. Tell us about the cases that the lawyers are making now.
The prosecution lawyer, Neil Duke, began his opening remarks by writing on the whiteboard in capital letters, "With rank comes responsibility." From there, Duke went on to say that Rice failed to seatbelt Freddie Gray into the wagon, to seek medical assistance for Freddie Gray when he was informed by another officer that Gray is acting lethargically, to maintain all witnesses and officers at the crime scene at the Western District where Gray was found in the back of the wagon unconscious, and then finally to distribute new policy to officers in his charge. And then on the other side, we had defense lawyer Michael Davey painting this picture of Rice as a hardworking veteran officer of 20 years and a father of three. Also wanted to point to the hearing panel that the charges only related to three out of the six stops. Last time we heard about the different stops that Goodson made. Well, these are the stops that Rice was specifically involved with. Then Davey, much like Goodson's lawyer in the last trial board, went on to say that the department failed to provide adequate policy, procedure, equipment, and training to its officers.
We also heard testimony from Detective Thomas Curtis from the Montgomery County Police Department that did the investigation, the independent investigation of the Freddie Gray case. Once again, the defense is saying that it was an incomplete investigation. Can you give us more details for Lieutenant Rice's case?
Right, so last time we heard that Curtis's investigation failed to corroborate evidence and interview key officers and witnesses involved. More specifically, when Rice told Curtis in an interrogation that he couldn't remember if he had opened his email with a new policy that informed seatbelt procedure and restraints, Curtis said he never followed up with the BPD's IT department to see if Rice had indeed either opened his email or not. Finally, Davey added that Curtis, although he attended all of the criminal trials, did not use any of the defense's exculpatory evidence in his investigation, and also that evidence from those trials, the criminal trials, was not handed over to Rice's lawyer for this trial board.
What specific charges is Lieutenant Rice facing in this administrative hearing?
As of yesterday, Rice has a total of 10 charges with 21 departmental charges. From the beginning, the prosecution threw out at least 7 of the specific charges. The specific policy violations are Policy C2, which is a general policy of conduct for all officers, Policy 710, which is to maintain all officers and witnesses at the crime scene in the Western District where Gray was found unconscious, and finally, Policy 1114, which gives requirements on seatbelting detainees and providing medical assistance when needed. And again, just to note, the defense is arguing that Policy 1114 was only known about after the incident, not before, even though it was emailed to Rice and other officers on the 9th of April. At the time, again, there was no policy on regularly checking emails.
And I understand there was a bit of administrative confusion yesterday that brought the hearing to a halt briefly. What was that?
Right. So this was a point of confusion for the hearing panel, the defense lawyers, for myself in the room. At about 15 minutes into the beginning of the proceedings, the panel had to adjourn for 5 minutes to discuss whether or not Neil Duke's 10-inch binder was going to be accepted as evidence. Defense lawyer Davey had objected because he said the normal protocol for trials is that evidence is introduced one at a time in a numerical order, so Exhibit 1, Exhibit 2. So it took till after lunch, around 1 o'clock, for Duke to pull out all of the evidence from the binders, introduce each piece of evidence individually to the panel, and then proceed with his first witness.
The disciplinary hearing for Rice continues through the week. Dominique Maria Benessi will be covering it. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Nathan.